This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. You didn't go far, right? Do we need to wait for you to come back? No? Okay. Because I want to get on with it. I don't want to wait all night for you to come back. Anyway, so you grab the cup of coffee, right? Oh, here we go. Right? You know, it's funny. I get involved in the stuff that you guys send me during the break. And then and then what happens is I forget to restart the online stuff. Right? So, you know, I'm telling you, I'm easily distracted. It doesn't take much. These windows start to pop up and I'm done. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I don't know if you heard this. It's funny, because usually the president, doesn't he come out and speak out against these random shootings, against when people are killed for no good reason? I mean, aren't guns just wrong in any way, shape, manner, or form? I mean, I would think that's what he thought. But here we go again in Chicago, the gun-free capital. A Chicago school employee was shot and killed in front of an Austin neighborhood elementary school on Thursday. The school day went on as usual. Of course it does. This is like commonplace. Hey, honey, you know what happened today? Yeah, I saw an accident on 3rd and 7th Street. Right, yeah, you know, and you know, Mrs. Smith's flowers, yeah, somebody left the hose on all night and they watered all over. Yeah, the kid Denzel got killed out in front of the elementary school. And then I went over and grabbed a couple of pieces of pizza. That's what we're having for dinner. That's how normal this stuff has become in Chicago. And where's the president? What happened to Sharpton? What is he? Oh, what is he? Is he hiding? He must be petrified right now. Because if Trump gets in, that $4 million isn't going away for him to the OCIRS. You know, the money that he says he doesn't owe, but that he does owe, and the president apparently doesn't really care one way or the other because he lets him go to the White House anytime he wants to. I mean, really, you figure, now I wonder, what if the majority of that population down there on Sunday was black? You think Sharpton and Jackson would have been out front, right? Would there have been enough money for them? Yeah, I know, some of you find it distasteful when I do that, but here's the bottom line with it. Either all lives matter or they don't. Either senseless killings are wrong or they aren't. Which is it? Or do those guys only come out for the moneymakers? Now, a Chicago school employee was shot and killed in front of the Austin Neighborhood Elementary School on Thursday. And the day went on as usual. Chicago police told the local news source that Nutrition Services employee Denzel Thornton, 25, was shot in the head across the street from the school. Now, that was shortly after he finished his rounds there. We are working with our partners at CPS Security to download and review video camera coverage and to see if there's any information contained on those videos that could lead us to the identification of the offender and his apprehension. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that because they had 40 shootings the weekend before that. 7 people were killed. They had a bunch of shootings the weekend before that and before that. What do these people have? Jobs Monday through Friday and then on the weekends they go on a shooting rampage? I don't get the connection. Thornton was a 2009 graduate of the Corliss High School, where he studied culinary arts and earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships. Good for him. I mean, seriously, good for him. See, again, the kid doing the right thing, trying to get out of the garbage, we don't give him any support, right? We don't go out of our way to help and support and encourage young people like this. And then, what was it, Freddie Gray, right? He gets a community center named after him. Yeah. We got our brains on right. Thornton was a 2009 graduate of Corliss High School. He got scholarships. He graduated from college. Did a great job. He had worked for the school district as a compliance specialist for the last 10 months, right? And had no criminal history, no gang affiliate. That was the problem, apparently. He had no protection. He's in Chicago. They don't do anything about this stuff. They can't. It really breaks my heart that this happened to him, Thornton's high school culinary arts teacher, David Blackman, said. So I'm asking why Denzel, because, you know, he didn't deserve this. He was a good kid. He didn't do anything wrong. Chicago Public School CEO Forrest Claypool issued a statement that contends the shooting did not have any relationship to the school. Oh, that makes it all better. Right? Well, I want you to know that on behalf of the Chicago Public Schools, the shooting today had nothing to do with the school district. You all have a nice day. On behalf of all Chicago Public Schools, we were devastated to learn about the tragic death of one of our employees. The statement read, like many CPS employees, you worked hard every day to serve our school. Right? Then they need to go on, though. They really do. They need to go on and call it what it is. Now, police scrambled to cover Thornton's body and process the scene before school let out at 2:30. And they temporarily placed the building on a lockdown. Parents waited eagerly outside on the side entrance where school employees escorted students out of the building. Terrible. It's just, a kid shouldn't have to go to school like that. Kids shouldn't have to put up with that stuff. Now, later in the day, the school hosted an 8th grade graduation, the Tribune reports. Can you see how that went? When the last kid said, listen, we'd ask that you leave on the right side of the building as you go out, because on the left side, the body's still in the street. There might be some blood. You might step in. We don't want you to do that. We're upset a crime scene. So please leave going. You might get shot. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Some. Not for me, though. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. I do mean that. I really appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's also a bunch of very dry humor people. In the chat room. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Even when we're not on the same page, I still very much appreciate you being here. We're talking about the death of a young black man. And you know what? And I only say that because of the city he's in. And if I don't, somebody's going to, you know, So they're going to say, see what's happening over there? Well, yeah, I do see what's happening. Your best and brightest you're killing. That's what I see happening. A 25-year-old young black man who worked really hard, stayed out of gang, stayed out of trouble, had no police record, went to school. He went to culinary school. He got all kinds of grants and awards. Then he goes, actually gets a job. He gets a job in the field that he loves. He's everything that's right with America. Right? He's everything that when we talk about is has the opportunity, the equal opportunity to become better in his field. And then a thug in a gun-free zone where they can't do stop and frisk anymore because the Dems have a better idea of what safety is all about, kill one of their own. Actually, technically, it wasn't one of their own because he was another gang member. Right? I mean, a kid like a young man like this in an elementary school, what a great role model for those kids. What a great person to have around those young kids. Parents waited eagerly at the side entrance to collect their children after graduation. Now, later in the day, the school hosted an 8th grade graduation, which I was talking about earlier. I can't even imagine. You know, what do you get out, run to your cars, and duck? Is that what you tell them when they leave? Right? You're really going to bring your parents in from another state, another city, to that school for that? Not me. We'll do the graduation at home. You can come into the kitchen in the living room. We'll do a whole procession, I promise. Well, they said people can't go out without getting hurt. That's Clayla Safford, whose sisters and cousin attend McNair. It's unsafe. On top of that, our babies go here. We don't want our babies hurt. I mean, you can't take a child to school without something happening, without having some kind of shooting. Just imagine if kids were coming out, she added. It would have just been him hurt or maybe several other kids. Then get on your legislators. Stop voting in the morons that keep allowing this stuff to happen. You have the ability to chip it out. You have been so scared, petrified by the Democratic Party that the only people who care for you, the only people who want to do something for you are the Democrats. Yeah, they're doing a lot for you. They're thinning you out is what they're doing. They don't care about you. Have you figured this out yet? They don't care about you. If they cared about you, they'd be doing stuff and not passing tougher gun laws. How much tougher can you get in a city that doesn't allow guns? I'm so tired of hearing, yes, my heart goes out to you who have lost children. But I'm so tired of hearing you get up there and say we need, you know, they fed you into believing during your moment of emotion that we need tougher gun laws, but you don't even really think it through. What does that mean? What child are you going to save by grinding up all the guns? Because you ain't going to grind them all up. You know, I said this the other night. Somebody got irritated with me, but I'm going to say it again so you can get irritated again. I have no problem. Go ahead and ban all the guns. I have no problem. Go ahead and do it. I'll have a gun in an hour and a half. I don't care how many cops you have around. I don't care what you got going on. I know where to go get guns. I go back to my hometown in Boston. Right? We go out. We have a little lasagna. We have some cannolis for dessert. On the walk down the street, we stop. We pick up a couple of 9mm. And then we go home. That's how it works. Because thugs and thieves and robbers will always have guns. And always know how to get rid of guns, and will always be able to sell guns. All you're going to do is create a black market for you. You're going to do the exact opposite of what you tried to do with marijuana. It didn't work. You wiped out the black market for marijuana, and what you did was you made the black market for heroin and other stuff even better, more enticing. They're pushing it even harder now, because that's where they make their money. Can't make the money on dope anymore, because it's legal. Local Lavona Brown said that this was once a place where everybody knew everybody. Everybody grew up as a family, she said. Now everyone hates each other. It's sad. Well, they hate each other because nobody's doing anything about the crime. See, I've always said this, which is true. The gang members are few. They're not overwhelming in a neighborhood. What's overwhelming is the fear they instill in you. You go look up these stories where you have, you know, 8,000 people, 10,000 people take to the streets and you start dealing with the gang members on your own, you watch how fast you can clean up a city. You really think the cops are going to show up when there's 10,000 of you out there cleaning up the streets, we'll say? I don't think so. Now, Wall Street Journal is reporting that through the first 5 months of 2016, someone was shot in Chicago every 150 minutes. So every 2.5 hours, there was a gun that went off. And a murder every 14 hours. So pretty much two people died a day in Chicago. Through May, there had been 1,400 non-fatal shootings, 240 shootings-related fatalities. And on Memorial Day weekend, 69 people were shot, nearly 1 an hour, topping the previous year's. You know, hey, the previous year was 50. It's good to aspire to do better every year. Right? The violence is spilling from the Chicago's gang-infested south and west sides into the business district downtown. Lakeshore Drive has seen drive-by shootings and robberies. And the city of Chicago, though have the strictest gun laws in the nation, can't seem to control this. So obviously, by making stronger gun laws, they've taken care of the problem, haven't they? I would love for somebody to come on, and I know they won't do it, argue this point with me. Show me how tougher gun laws work better. Show me how it gets better. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'll back down from my stance that we don't need tougher gun laws. We don't need them. We need to, A, to force the ones we have. Right? Come on, let's make it easy. And actually send people to jail for doing the wrong thing. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes, I've calmed down for a second. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Rail Side. And we got white privilege garbage going on again. There's nothing new. It never goes away. Might die down for the summer, but that's about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know I say this a lot, but that, for us old farts, and that reminds me of those, we used to play a 45 album record, right? And you'd play it and you'd spin it faster, because you want to hear everybody sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. You remember that? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you want to be involved in the conversation, you can hop up on the website, too, right? And there's a live chat room going on. There's all kinds of stuff happening up there. And you can get involved with people smarter than I am, and they even know how to answer questions. I just know how to rant and rave and keep going on, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, and somebody sent me... See, I shouldn't even read these links. Seriously. Let me see. It says here that a breaking news story. This hits on some of the conservative sites. An insider leaks a secret reaction the White House had to the Orlando shooting. And it's sick. Now, Conservative Tribune has obtained exclusive information from a Washington insider that revealed how the White House actually felt about the Orlando shooting, and it may turn a few heads, not to mention a few stomachs. Nobody's going to believe it anyway. If you had it on a recording from President Obama, nobody would do anything about it. They wouldn't care. You know, again, selective recall, right? So the president talked about how bad it is that anybody would want to ban Muslims, how bad it is that you want to send Muslims back to the Middle East, and they totally ignore Jimmy Carter. Now, if you recall, Jimmy Carter wanted to send them all back, too. And he suspended all the visas, and he wouldn't issue any new ones, and he wouldn't let anybody in. But you don't hear anything about that, do you? Nothing, not a word. That was okay, I guess. So, an individual with connections to the White House, who for obvious reasons has to remain unidentified, wondered what would come out of the Orlando shooting with regard to the policy changes from the Obama administration. The response to this question were shocking, to say the least. One senior White House official told the Insider that if shooting up 38-year-olds in suburban Connecticut didn't change any minds, a massacre of 1,000 homosexuals during Pride Week wouldn't really much matter. One official said nobody would give a blank. In fact, the official went on to say that the White House couldn't even spin the story because nobody cared about a bunch of queers, and that it would simply be bad politics to try to do so. Perhaps more... Can you imagine if a Republican said this? A conservative? A Christian? How about a Christian Democrat? Even that would be hard for them to handle, wouldn't it? Now, perhaps more damning was another White House official, also described by our contact as a senior, added that the administration didn't want anyone to look at the matter very closely. Why would that be? Let's see if more of this comes out next week, and we'll keep an eye on it. Now, when asked why, the official pointed out that the shooter had been hired by G4S, a company that, along with other security firms, had been leaned on by the Obama administration to hire Muslims. Let me repeat that. G4S, high security clearance. Right? Handle all kinds of Department of Defense contracts and such. Right? And the shooter had been hired by them, and that company has been leaned on by the administration to hire more Muslims. So much for quality, right? Shouldn't they be hiring the best qualified person? And how do they know if they're Muslims when you can't ask somebody what religion they belong to, right? Or do they change that for this? The companies have been encouraged to look at the other way a little bit when it came to background checks to ensure that they weren't hiring a bunch of white weekend warriors playing army. Well, yeah, that's not a racist comment either, huh? If these responses indicate how the Obama administration as a whole reacted to the shooting, it's sick. But nobody, even if the people in that room came out and said, yeah, we said those things, nobody would believe it. First, to demonstrate how very little it cares about the LGBTQ community, which is shocking considering their rhetoric. I said this earlier, didn't I? Second, it showed how the administration has shown blatant favoritism to Muslims over homosexuals. Do I need to repeat that? I mean, come on, think about this. Didn't they paint the White House the rainbow flag color? Now, G4S has been one of the bigger contractors, one of the biggest contractors for the U.S. after September 11, 2001 terror attacks, but now has come under scrutiny for hiring an apparent Islamic State group sympathizer. These jobs should be vetted to the nth degree. And when they do the background check, they should give it to another group, another panel, another committee to go over it again. This stuff should never be let go like this. Never, never, never. Anyhow. All right. I'm going to try to get through this one. Let's see if I can find this. Yeah, I was going to do the white privilege one, but I don't want to. I'll do that later on. We'll play this one. So there was a group of kids... that were chanting something about getting rid of Hillary and supporting Trump. And one of the kids was a young black man. I say young black man because I think somewhere in the... He says that he graduated from high school and, you know, that kind of thing. And he's well articulated and he's not yelling and screaming at anybody. He's not being the jerk that some of these other people are. And so An older black man shows up and just starts letting them have it. This is how the left thinks. I want you to know that. This is exactly how the left thinks. So I'll do the best I can to keep it as clear as I can, but you know I'm going to start and stop it. And so just bear with me with the background noise. Again, I'll do the best I can. Take a listen.
We're going to drop Hillary! T-R-U-M-E! We're going to drop Hillary!
I like this chant. I'm going to have to pull this out and copy it. We're going to dump Hillary, T-R-U-M-P.
Trump.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they said they were going to dump Hillary.
Trump.
Oh, we're going to Trump. Well, they could have said dump, too. That would have worked.
Trump.
We're going to Trump Hillary. That's great. Okay, so now an older black man walks up to this group of kids. There might have been more there, but in the camera frame, there's two young white girls and then a young black man.
That's real sad. He's against you. Why would you support a racist?
Now the young black man, who obviously has more than two brain cells to rub together, is talking to the older black man saying, okay, so what exactly did he say that was racist? Give me something to work with here.
Get you back to Africa. That's what he said.
He said he's going to move you back to Africa. Where? Find me. I'll tell you what. Somebody finds me a clip where Donald Trump says that he would move black Americans, African Americans, he would round them up and move them back to Africa. I'll give you $500. And it can't be edited. It has to be out of one of his speeches cut. Good luck with that.
Send Mexicans back to Mexico.
And he's going to send Mexicans back to Mexico. Can you find that one, too? I'd like to find that clip where he says, I'll send Hispanics and Mexicans back to Mexico. Because you can't. You see, somehow this guy is bought into a lie that doesn't even exist. Which is why I love to say people like him shouldn't be allowed to vote. He's got, what, a 1.5 IQ? And then he's trying to spread the lie that I don't know if I believe whether he knows it's a lie or not, but he's trying to spread the lie to a young black man.
You are a disgrace to America.
Thank you.
To be a young black man supporting a racist.
Thank you.
Yes.
You are a disgrace to America. Really? Why? Because he's exercising his freedom of speech? Because he doesn't agree with the other black man? Right? Wait till he says you're a disgrace to your skin color. But we're the haters. We're the intolerant ones. Right? Now either you're so full of yourselves that you don't see it, or your IQ is so low you don't see it, or you're just a pack of liars and hypocrites. We'll have to wait to the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we'll get back to this, I don't even know, what do you want to call it? A Trump yelling fest? I don't even know what you want to call it. And I love this. I just love this liberal shows up to a bunch of Trump supporters and just can't handle it. So therefore, because she doesn't like it, which is very common with their tribe, when they don't like something you're doing, then it has to be squelched because they're always right and you're always wrong.
That is awesome.
That's sad.
That is awesome.
How does your parents feel about you holding a Trump thing? Where they disgrace to America too, because he doesn't like you or your parents.
My friends are immigrants.
Yeah, you asked our question. What did he say?
He sent the Mexicans back to Mexico.
No, he said.
He said, don't let Muslims here.
Yeah, he said.
Why?
Are you gonna let me talk? Or you gonna yell?
No, I'm telling you because you're holding this Trump.
Don't you listen? It's sad. Forgive me for saying it this way. It's sad when the child in the room is the adult. It's sad when the child in the room has to tell the adult that he's, you know, he's yelling. He's wrong. I love it.
And you need to be
an educated conversation, can't we? We cannot do that, right?
And then
okay.
Okay. Telling you well, against your own people.
She just graduated high school, so she's not a kid no more. Okay.
What would you tell him when a racist tell him send Mexican back to Mexico? What would you tell?
I would tell you that you're a liar. That's what I would do.
Young black man.
I only believe that he's gonna send illegals back.
He said Mexican back to Mexico.
Illegals.
Only.
His wife is not legal. She's from Europe.
She's legal.
Oh my God! My parents are not legal. I did not know this was a rule. My mother's from Europe. My whole family's from Europe. We're here illegally. I have to go. God, the guy is a moron, and he's voting for Hillary. You see where the problem is?
She was born in Europe.
Okay, so I know this is really tough for some of you to grasp, but she went through the process legally. She became an American citizen legally. She had a sponsor. I could go on and on and on. She did it legally.
But she has U.S. citizenship, so that's because she was born in another country does not mean she has a legal citizenship. That's fine. You don't have
real
to.
Land. If he elected, he would be against you because of your skin color, young man.
And you're probably like 30-something. But
now, we spread the racism, right? I mean, conservative Republicans spread the racism. However, here's a guy that's basically saying the only reason he shouldn't vote for him is why? Is because of his skin color. Because he's going to hate his skin color. Really? Is that really the message that you want to send to your young people, to your kids, no matter where they're at? And it's wrong. It's dead wrong. And they know it's wrong. You want to talk about who sows fear and deceit? You tell me.
That's fine. Thank you.
Go listen to him.
Yeah.
There are many black people who support Trump.
Plenty of
them.
I think it's BC might be black. Oh, I thought you guys at that rally. You see a lot of black people.
You know what?
The media won't show you that, though.
People in there going to stand up against Trump. More black
people. Sure about that?
Black people that he asked his security guards to kick out of the rally.
Oh, and Valley Dodd also stayed? Oh, they were protested against him.
What is that?
You cannot protest in a rally.
Now, don't you love it? Here's a, if you saw the video, she is such an uply little turd. This lady walks up. I would say she definitely is the epitome of what you would consider white privilege, because she's walking up and telling them what they don't know, what they should know, and how to deal. And she's got to like, I don't even know what I'm doing here, because you people are just so stupid. That's the kind of attitude she has. And now she's going to try to school this young man, this young black man, on free speech. But tell you what, you don't have a right, right? Your free speech does not give you the right to walk into a church building on Sunday morning, walk down to the pulpit, grab the mic, and start spewing your garbage. This is where you're confused. You don't get to walk in on a rally. Now, you get can you protest? Sure. You protest across the street, away from the event. Okay, because technically it's a private event. It's being paid for by somebody else. It's not being paid for by the city. It's not a public scenario. So you don't have a right to disrupt it. You don't have a right to show up at the property and start telling them what they can and can't do. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't have that right.
We don't go to your rally. He does the same thing to white people too, so I don't understand. He does the exact same thing to white people too, so.
And that makes it okay.
I mean, if you're going to protest against us,
Trump supporters like freely protest.
Okay.
You should go get educated on what
we're very educated. I'm very educated.
It's really sad.
What's your degree? Are you educated in economics? Are you educated in any sort of political background?
I ran a couple of campaigns. Watch. I mean, it's amazing how they think. Now, she didn't run a campaign. She worked on. Now, let me tell you, from somebody who helps coordinate people working on a campaign, you could be licking envelopes. You could be licking stamps. Okay? You could press send on the email switch. you know, making sure that it's all set up right, but then pressing send. So working on a campaign, in the purest sense of the word, doesn't mean jack.
I've worked on many campaigns, and it's so sad.
It's very vague.
It's very sad.
What campaign?
I worked for our president twice.
Okay. So
yes.
One of the worst guys ever.
Let's look at the condition of our country.
This country was built on love, not hate. Donald Trump is a hater.
That's fine.
He's a racist.
He's not.
He is a racist.
You know this country's built on religion, not religion.
You know the history of his grandfather and father? They were KK members.
That's right. They were KK members. Did you know that? That's right. That belonged to Krispy Kreme. Well, I want to join that club. I want to be part of the KK, too. And what does that get you? Like a dozen donuts a week? How does that work?
They own real estate in New York.
Oh, my God. They own real estate in New York. That's strike two. That's right. They're now donut magnets, and then... And then they own real estate in New York. I mean, I strike two. So does that mean if you're a black person, you own real estate in New York, you're a racist?
How do you know?
Go Google it.
No, you Google it because your facts are very
family.
You have very horrible facts. You come to me with
black and.
I love this. This is a 16-year-old, right? This is a 16-year-old telling. A grown man that he has bad facts, which is evident by what's spewing out of his mouth, the garbage coming out of his mouth.
That's what his grandfather and his father were KK members.
Okay.
Read the history.
KKK members, you mean?
Yeah.
KK members.
They were Ku Klux Klansmen. KKK.
Okay. Klansmen, okay.
Who's against your color?
Okay.
Against your skin.
Exactly.
Against your people,
I think the Democratic Party founded it.
So, this is how they're spewing it. This is how they're making it nasty. Right? He's against your skin color. Prove it. You know, what we should do is an undercover investigation. We should head out to his hotels. We should see. I bet you he doesn't have any black managers. Huh? What do you think? Probably only black janitors and black maids. I think that's all he's got. Because he's got to be that much of a... I mean, these people say he is. He must be that bad of a racist. So we should do like an undercover investigation. Seriously. Don't you think?
KKK, by the way. Just saying.
Let me tell you. I'm for the people, not because of Democrat or Republican. I'm for the people.
Okay. That's good.
The people are united. We'll never be.
What people do you think he's for? Part of it is I can't understand half what he says. Right? The second part of it is, I don't think he's for the people. See, I think that's the mantra that Democrats feed their people, that no matter what it is they say or think, they're for the people. That's why they're right.
Defeated. And that's what I believe in.
Donald Trump trying to divide
the country.
He's not trying to divide us.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to unite us.
He is.
Now, see, that would have been a 100% true statement if he had said, Barack Obama is trying to divide the country. He would have been right. He would have been right on. Not only is he trying, he's succeeding. Because the low IQ voters are buying into it. Because the Democratic drones are buying into it. You know, it's really funny how a lot of us on the right, we don't buy into it. We fight our own party. We fight our own people. Okay, enough of this. Enough of this. I have to be able to relax. It might take me 5 days to come down off the ceiling. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hey, have a great weekend because I want to see you back here on Monday. Don't do anything stupid like I would. We'll catch you later.